White House from discussing anything not already made public in the Mueller report.
White House blocked two former administration officials from testifying. The Mueller report describes requests made to Lewandowski to direct the attorney general to limit the Russia probe. Lewandowski never delivered that message, but asked another aide, who also declined.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer today blaming President Trump for the lack of progress on gun reform in the wake of recent mass shootings.
He's the reason that nothing can pass.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he won't call any gun reform legislation for a vote unless President Trump indicates he would sign that bill into law. America is listening to Fox News.
And you're listening to News Talk 93.1 FM. Our salute to Norm MacDonald today.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but...
Such a great line.
In the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. About 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Krankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think you are, Mars or something?
And we're saluting Norm today because, in case you missed the story, he stood up for the comedian hired by Saturday Night Live and fired literally within 24 hours after some liberal nitwit found some comedy they deemed offensive. And that sucks. So Norm says, this is war. And really, it really needs to be. How much of this? You guys, by the way, if you're just joining us, two of our first guest sidekicks are in today, Debbie and Tom. And how do, you know, at some point, it has to be done. Because everybody I know says, I hate political correctness. I hate what it's doing. It is not making anybody feel better, and it's dividing the hell out of us.
Right,
it really
is. I agree with that.
Absolutely.
How many times a day do you take 1 second to think about what you're about to say and then don't say it? Because the price you have to pay, you know, isn't worth it. When did everybody get so damn sensitive?
I should play
that the Norm bit on Polish jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one that Joey found. That's the most recent one, right?
That's right. And speaking of young
Joey,
now that he's been promoted to the big time with Jack Campbell, and they're off to a flying start. Joey and Jack on News and Views.
They really are. I love the show this morning.
Yeah, I listened to
it
today.
He did great.
I knew he would be so ready, you know? And I'm sure that working with me had everything.
Of course it did. Come on. Just go ahead. We'll pat you on the back with, you know, little come up. It was great.
maybe a little something.
I think Joey learned an awful lot from you, but I'm going to tell you, he deserves what he's getting right now, and I'm so proud of him.
And
I'm
tomorrow,
so glad.
Tomorrow he's getting feted, if you will, at Baumhauer's. Right after the show, we're doing our regular Wednesday night gathering, but Joey and Jack are both going to be there. We have cake to celebrate their new show, and we also have a special ceremony for Joey.
That will be so wonderful.
You didn't think I was going to let him bail off this program without giving him a little stuff, right? Also, usually with us, I can't say for sure because I haven't talked to him today, but our friend Terry Adams, the much-beloved and glorious... Prime Minister of Playtime. That should be Brent. Rosie, by the way, is answering the phone for us again today, and we so appreciate that. Terry Adams, we call him the Prime Minister of Playtime because the products he sells at Adams Motorsports are there for fun. Now, I had not seen this picture until I pulled up the website just now. The 2019 Polaris Ranger XP 1000. You know, the off-road vehicles they sell, and these Polaris products, many are made right here in Alabama, in Huntsville. You know, in their early years, I used to go over to Terry's place and take a look around. This is not really my thing, but I've noticed that they make these vehicles better and tougher, but they've also engineered a little luxury into it.
Uh-huh.
This is not a World War II kind of off-road thing where you go bouncing around. These are the best in the business. Not only does he carry Polaris at Adams Motorsports, but Kawasaki, Suzuki, the Kymco scooter, which is a miles per gallon miracle at over 100 mpg, and a great pre-owned line as well. And on the website, you can get a quote by phone, or you can make an offer, and Terry will tell you, make any unreasonable offer. They'll listen. At Adams Motorsports, and hopefully Terry will be able to, he'll be on the air with us Thursday afternoon. Will join us tomorrow night, and you can say hello. And Clearing the Air, of course, is his show Saturday night, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Visit AdamsMotorsports.com or stop by and see Terry and the team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. Brett McDonald is next.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
As we roll into the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and we are still accident-free, but we have some traffic jams for you. I-85 is slowing down around the Jackson Hospital area headed into the downtown, so be careful there. If you're on I-65, we don't have any delays at this time of the afternoon. The boulevard is really busy, so be careful. We see a large crowd around the truck stop at I-65 and South Court Street, so be careful in that area. Also, there's a little bit of a slowdown as you approach I-65. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Here it comes, radio's most exciting game for fabulous prizes, the Name Game. Do you have a name? Incredible prizes can be yours just by playing Blue Water Broadcasting's The Name Game.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our station website.
Win fantastic prizes such as a sportsman's package, a cruise, a big screen TV, dining experiences, and jewelry.
We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? Lucky you. You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name too. It's The Name Game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Prattville police say arson is suspected in an early Monday morning house fire. This happened on the 200 block of Gardenia Court around 3 a.m. Investigators say the home video shows an older white Chevy Suburban pulling into Gardenia Court shortly before the fire. The Suburban then heads north on Woodvale Road. Prattville Fire says no one was injured, but the home is heavily damaged. If you have any information on this case, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Students of age at JD High School were given the opportunity this morning to become a registered voter. Robert White, an African Humanities instructor at ASU, talked to students about the importance of being a registered voter and exercising that right to bring about change in their community. Today is National Constitution Day, and Goodwin Middle School held its annual Constitution Day program this morning that honored all retired veterans and active duty service men and women. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Unfortunately, still no new news on when we're going to get some meaningful rainfall chances in our area. And on top of that, the intense heat continues. Tonight, clear skies, overnight low temperature 73. Tomorrow, upper 90s to near 100. By the way, the record for tomorrow is 100. We're going to be definitely in the neighborhood. Hot and dry. And then Thursday and Friday, a little better on the temperature. I think we'll go to 90 to 92 for a high. Little breeze out of the northeast, making it feel a little bit better. Lows at night, mid-60s by Thursday night into Friday night, but still dry Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hit those bad drivers.
They're around, and Jeff Malachi protects us from them for the rest of the afternoon on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's welcome Mr. Wright on the money. Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Good. We have a couple of guest sidekicks with us in the studio today who will be listening in. We have Debbie. She's also been a caller. You know, people always, when I bump into him in public, say, your face doesn't match your voice or something. We have the same thing with listeners that we talk to frequently. You know, you get an image in your head. And Debbie looks like Debbie.
Oh, Deb.
And
okay,
Tom, who has an interesting YouTube channel called 3%
Report.
It's aged. I can't remember that last word. 3% Report. Right. And Rosie is hanging out with us because our sidekick of many years,
Joey,
has now moved into the big time with Jack Campbell, 9 to noon here on News Talk. He's here from 9 to 3 because he stays with Dan. Jeez. What's my name again? Brent. We talked to our oil and gas buddy this afternoon, David Blackman from Texas, who was talking about, you know, how significant it was that we have achieved energy independence with the stuff going on with Iran right now. And while it may lead to higher price per barrel for oil, we're not going to see our prices go, you know, double like they did in the 70s when we were kind of under the thumb of the OPEC nations. So we talked to him about that. And today, is the market waiting for some news? Tell us about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Market's definitely waiting on some news. We talked about, you know, obviously the ECB last week, European Central Bank, and the action they took with respect to their lending rate as well as their QE program. And then we highlighted the fact this is going to be a big one for the Federal Reserve. So they're going to meet tomorrow, or actually they met today, but they're going to conclude the meeting tomorrow, and then they'll release the minutes and they'll have their press conference and announce what their monetary policy path is going to be with respect to the federal funds rate. Now, interestingly today, as a matter of fact, I was just talking with one of my advisors here about this a little while ago. Something extremely odd took place in the last 24 hours with respect to the general collateral rates. This is an extremely complex discussion, but it has to do with bank reserves that are held at the Fed, and the Fed using their mechanisms to target a lending rate or the federal funds rate in a range, and that range has been 2 to 2.25. So when we talk about cutting interest rates, what they're basically saying is we're going to adjust our methodologies and adjust our intraday market activities to try to lower that target range to make the cost of capital cheaper. But the problem is, in the last 24 hours, we saw this effective federal funds rate really kind of get out of control. And this is extremely bizarre. I'm not sure that I've ever seen this happen before. In fact, you know, we're doing a lot of work trying to figure this out, and it's not just us. You know, when you if you go to the Federal Reserve's website and you can follow their target range, and you see in the 75th percentile and then the 99th percentile, it's now indicated target range between 240 something and 3%. So I don't know if this means that in some weird way the Fed is possibly losing control of their own intraday market activities. If they're going to have to abruptly start doing a QE program, there's something weird going on behind the scenes, I can tell you that. You know, we ran our traps, and I reached out to many people today to find out. One guy who is in New York, he's actually in London right now, but he's typically in New York, and you know, he basically just said that no, this is absolutely unusual. It's very noteworthy, and it's also very worrisome if this continues for another day or two. So we're still trying to get our head around this and figure out what in the world is happening at the Fed. And, you know, so it'll be great to get the Fed's meeting out of the way tomorrow. I'm absolutely 100% positive that someone is going to ask him very detailed questions about what has happened over the last 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And I can promise you that everyone on Wall Street is going to want to hear what he has to say about it. So I don't want to sound any alarm bells or anything like that, other than to say this is extremely odd, this is very unique, and it's in many ways, in my mind, sort of unprecedented what has taken place. And you're not going to read this or hear about this in any news media outlet. This is very complex types of stuff that most sort of very large portfolio managers or institutional managers will keep up with. And so we'll definitely be reporting on this tomorrow, I can assure you.
Assuming they go ahead and cut the rate, you think we'll see another big green day on Wall Street?
We could.
Or has that already been baked into the equation, as you like to say?
I think it's baked in. The problem is, if the Fed's target range is beginning to get away from them, in other words, they control this rate.
Right.
You know, they control this rate. They're supposed to keep it in a target range of 2 to 2.25. But when you see things happening beyond their control that are forcing the rate higher, that's not normal. Okay, so I mean, they can say, hey, we're gonna lower our target range tomorrow, but if there's something else going on behind the scenes that is causing this action today, that's gonna be by far the bigger story. I mean, like 1,000 times bigger. So I know it's complicated and I know it's complex.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain over the show. Other than the key takeaway is, all I'm saying is it was unusual. It was very weird. A lot of people are talking about it. And we want to know a lot more, and we want to know about this like in the next many hours. Mm-hmm. Not day. We want to understand this. I would like to understand it tonight. if that'll help you. So tomorrow will be a big day. I think it was nice to, with regard to the oil situation, it was nice to see the Saudis were able to get much of that back online. And you're absolutely right. That's not going to really impact local markets, or particularly domestic market in the United States. I mean, we have incredible refining capacity. We have incredible production capacity. We have incredible reserves on hand.
Yeah.
We have a president that is promoting opening up these pipelines even more to speed it up. So the U.S. domestic economy is by and large insulated at this point. But certainly it's important, because you don't want that part of the world any more destabilized than it is already. So.
Well, I must say, this is a refreshing change from, for the better part of my life, when we were 4-0, you know, Jimmy Carter. And I was one of the nitwits that couldn't think this stuff through in the 70s, making energy a cabinet-level thing. What did that accomplish? There's probably, I don't know how many tens of thousands of people work for the Department of Energy, but it was deregulating it that got the business going, and now we have achieved the status of energy independence. We are the exporter, and we don't have to worry when somebody has a temper tantrum on that side of the world that our supplies are going to be cut off, and we're going to be waiting in long lines for gas, and gas prices are going to go crazy. You know, Bush kind of taught us that. If you recall, in 2008, in August, gas prices were over $4 a gallon. You guys remember that, right? All right. At that time, Bush just put out an executive order saying, I am going to lift the limits on offshore drilling. And the next day, the price of gas started to drop in significant chunks, till the point where in December, 3 months later, you could buy gas for $1.45 a gallon. I still remember the station I bought it at on 231 as well. So let's hope for the best. In the meantime, this is the type of vigilance you want, looking out for your money and your financial future. And I urge you to consider calling McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management at 387-0094. Make an appointment, sit down and have a conversation about you, your financial goals, where you would like to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years, and 20, and how a painless amount of money, if you just budget a little harder, can really help set up your future. That's 387-0094 for Brant, and I call him the Brain Trust at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. You're still on for Tuesday with us, right?
Yeah, next Tuesday.
We will talk tomorrow and see you next week. Thanks, Brant.
Perfect. Take it easy.
You too.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Tear out the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
Thank you, Shep. All right, what's the big story right now? This just in from Rich Thomas, our meteorologist. Long-standing record falls. Today's high in Montgomery reached 103.
Wow.
Oh,
103. That breaks a 92-year record. The last time they had global warming of this type was 1927. It was all those Model T Fords, you know.
Oh, yes. Yes, they sure did have a bunch of them back
driving
then.
And it's also our hottest temperature of the summer, but it didn't feel that bad. I've been down checking traffic several times this afternoon, and it's felt a lot worse on a 95-degree day where the humidity is really bad.
That's true. So I noticed that.
Tomorrow's forecast high is 100. That could break a record that was set in 2010 when that global warming officially started. At 5:25, we've got traffic. We are saluting Norm McDonald this afternoon, and Cooter called earlier and wanted to hear the story of old Harold Delaney. So that's coming up in less than 2 minutes.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the Tuesday afternoon rush hour, and we see one accident on I-85. It's on the northbound side right about the Forest Avenue exit, so be careful there. If you headed southbound on 85, of course, there is a slowdown around the interchange, so be careful in that vicinity. We don't see any problems on the boulevard other than lots of folks rolling with you, so watch the traffic around you and be careful at the intersections. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Don't miss it. Bring your hungry self on down. $6.99 ribeye steak and Fries Night Thursdays at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
So I decide I'll go, you know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell them?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah,
you
know. That's it, sure.
So I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper. And I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, wow. Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there, and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there. You know?
That's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days,
yeah,
anything goes.
Not a bad-looking guy? Sure, yeah. Traveling alone? Why
sure.
not?
Sure. And, of course, that's not, I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know? I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course. Yeah.
So, then I hear him, he goes, well, you ought to play some Scrabble.
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know, and I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter, and so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take like a couple of minutes, and then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories. So I like hearing old stories, you know? And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there. He comes up with his word. It's a hat. His word, yeah, hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it like way in the corner on that triple letter score,
right?
The triple word, the red one,
right?
You want to get to?
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have some relation to rabbit.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know. I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know. I had sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Ooh.
It was a 7-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
It's just three lamps in the barn.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I gotta say something, you know? So all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I gotta say something, you know? So he puts a boot, you know, on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards the triple letter. And he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I gotta say something here. And I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there. I don't know. You can't put boot there. And then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? So I go, no, I know what a boot is. I'm just saying. He goes, that fella goes out there to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what a boot. I made avocado. I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. There were no blanks. You know, the blanks in the game, and it's always good to use any letter, right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game. And I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, that the hell is that? You know, and throwing it away.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
We are rolling through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around, and we see the boulevard moving along just fine. The problem that we see is on I-85. We have an accident on the northbound side around Forest Avenue, and that has the northbound side really jammed up all the way out to about Ann Street. If you're on the southbound side, you're going to slow down when you get up near the interchange. There's a little delay around the northern boulevard on I-65 as you head north towards Prattville, but nothing to worry about there. And the 31s are looking pretty good. A large crowd's headed into Wetumpka, so be careful around the River Bridge and the casino. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
In case you missed it from our I Missed It news department this morning, there is a Hindu church that is now going to be using robots, artificial intelligence, for people to come and do confession.
Okay. How does that work?
We have a brief demonstration here through the miracle of digital technology. Yes, I'm not making the story up. It is true that they will have AI listening to people confess their sins.
Uh-uh. Bless me, Father, for I have...
Please enter user PIN.
Oh, right.
Welcome, O'Connell, Mark.
It's been 6 months since my last confession, and I have committed to...
I am aware. I have searched your browser history.
Oh, my God.
Do not take the Lord's name in vain. Say 342 Hail Marys for each of your visits to lustylads.com, Venmo $100 to the collection plate, and remember to clear your cash.
You know, just like we were talking earlier, that I don't think Americans are going to support a law that makes it okay to be serving cat and dog like they're... In England, they're too afraid to even pass something like that. I also think they'll find out that when it comes to matters of religion, spirit, artificial intelligence is not going to be...
Robots cannot absolve you of your sin. Mm-mm. Period.
Mm-mm. I'd need a mighty big robot, wouldn't I, Rosie?
No. No bigger than any of the rest of us, Greg.
Thank you.
We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Not one of us is without guilt. But we don't have to stay there.
We should start a show with you. We have such great spiritual mentoring in this group. You, Chi-Town lady. By the way, I have reached out some of you. Debbie, you, I don't know if you go back quite that far, but we used to have a group called the Cosmo Girls many, many years ago who they would come in, three or four of them, and we would talk about, I would try to learn about women.
Did it work?
What women think?
Yeah.
It kind of worked?
It did. I found a group that was at least willing to be honest.
That's good.
On that note, Gail has some new thoughts. 1 minute inside a woman's head on the topic of baristas. That'll be coming up in just a little bit here. In the meantime, let's go car shopping at Jack Ingram.
Let's.
All righty. And I am tasked. Now, anything you find on their lot, whether you're shopping under $10,000, which is the category I usually speak to, or over that, I bought, I was under 20 when I bought my Nissan Rogue. It only had 1,800 miles on it. It still smelled like a new vehicle, but I got it at a price that was post. You know, they always say about appreciation. So I really, for all practical purposes, got a brand new vehicle, but didn't have to pay that that higher price. And that's one of the advantages. But anything you look at or purchase from Jack Ingram is a car that's been thoroughly vetted on three different levels. One, the vehicle history is good. The body is in amazing condition. And there's cars, I see them listed all the time, that go back some 10, 12, 15 years. We bought a 2009 Subaru that looked just like it, you know, for my stepson, looked like it just rolled off the assembly line. Clean and pristine interiors, count on that. Click through the pictures. If you don't want to take my word for it, you'll see it with your own eyes. But most importantly, an engine that's been vetted by the Ingram team of mechanics, because reselling somebody else's troubles is just something they don't want to do. So see Tip Tames and his incredible team at the most unpre-owned car shopping experience you will ever have in your life. 235 Northeastern Bypass, or go online to jackingram.com. Your local news, Rich's forecast next. Again, we set a record high today at 103.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
We don't work in the comfort of the indoors. We spend our days outside, up against the elements, working in the rain, trudging through fields. We depend on our commitment and confidence. We wear Timberland Pro work boots, built for working outdoors, with durable waterproof leather, electrical hazard protection, insulation features, and safety toes. We're outdoorsmen, and always will be. Timberland Pro at Boot Barn Work. What's stopping you?
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Students of age at JD High School were given the opportunity this morning to become a registered voter. Robert White, an African Humanities instructor at ASU, talked to students about the importance of being a registered voter and exercising that right to bring about change in their community. Today is National Constitution Day, and Goodwin Middle School held its annual Constitution Day program this morning that honored all retired veterans and active duty service men and women. Prattville police say arson is suspected in an early Monday morning house fire. This happened on the 200 block of Gardenia Court around 3 a.m. Investigators say the home video shows an older white Chevy Suburban pulling into Gardenia Court shortly before the fire. The Suburban then heads north on Woodvale Road. Prattville Fire says no one was injured, but the home is heavily damaged. If you have any information on this case, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Unfortunately, still no new news on when we're going to get some meaningful rainfall chances in our area. And on top of that, the intense heat continues. Tonight, clear skies, overnight low temperature 73. Tomorrow, upper 90s to near 100. By the way, the record for tomorrow is 100. We're going to be definitely in the neighborhood. Hot and dry. And then Thursday and Friday, a little better on the temperature. I think we'll go to 90 to 92 for a high. A little breeze out of the northeast, making it feel a little bit better. Lows at night, mid-60s by Thursday night into Friday night, but still dry Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I love snobby coffee servers. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, baristas. Because they're not just pouring coffee into a cup, they're creating priceless liquid art. They're sharing an amazing gift that took a lifetime to cultivate. It's so cute how they change the menu once a month, so I continue to look confused every time I come in. That gives the delightful barista an extra 30 seconds to roll her eyes and let out one of those, "You're so stupid," sighs. And I'm glad I can't order a large coffee, that I'm forced to ask for a venti, because if I was half as smart as this coffee server chick, I would know that venti is Italian for 20. I really need to pick up a couple volumes of Rosetta Stone before I come in here and mingle with the brilliant people. Ugh, maybe I'd be in a better mood if I had a cup of coffee before I come in and order a cup of coffee.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Those are very revealing. News Talk 93.1 FM, our sidekick, what should we call it, festival?
Yes, that's good.
We're giving studio chairs to folks who have wanted the chance to sit down and be a part of this thing in person. Debbie's been here, and Debbie, one of our listeners, just accused you and me of being microphone hogs and not giving Tom a chance to talk.
Oh, no.
And this is true, but part of the problem, Tom, has been, A, we've been saluting Norm MacDonald this afternoon. B, we're in the process of making some changes in the way we lay out the show. So we'll get you back. Okay. And I'd like to have you on some Thursday.
Okay, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Because is you 3%
report.
3% report.
3% report, damn it. I'd ask Debbie and Tom, you had experience with Hurricane Ivan.
Yes, sir. I sure did.
When did you get into the prepping process? I would imagine, in addition to being ready for pretty much anything, storms are always a concern.
Matter of fact, Hurricane Ivan and Hurricane Katrina absolutely turned me into a prepper. Because if you have lived through a hurricane, especially when I live on the Gulf Coast, the devastation that you return to if you evacuate or if you actually stay through one of those, which I stayed through Katrina, will absolutely change your perspective on being prepared for one of those things. When we evacuated for Ivan, I was living in Robertsdale, Alabama. When we came back, we were living off of MREs, bottled water.
Wow.
There was no electricity. And believe me, after a few days of eating MREs and drinking bottled water, you'll learn that you better be prepared the next time around.
How long did Ivan How long did you have to live in that state through Ivan? How many days were you affected directly like that?
It was a good many weeks. I know that the electricity for us came back on pretty early. I think we didn't go without electricity for maybe about 3 or 4 days. Electric company there was really good in getting power restored back. But the other problem was the situation with your gas stations being down. Your grocery stores were already, you know, looted pretty much from people preparing for the hurricane beforehand, and then there was not much left. A lot of the frozen goods and stuff like that were you know, ruined because no electricity in the stores. So there was really a lot of stuff that you had to go out of town to purchase if you wanted.
When I first came to town, I opened up an account, little bank up the street that's now in Prattville, but not here. And I was fascinated because on the counter where you go see the tellers was a satellite picture of Ivan as a cat, too, right over Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, still a perfectly symmetrical storm. Cat 2 winds would have to be 90 to 109, I think, or something, you know, in that range. And I was amazed that it held its shape for such a lengthy period of time, because usually after they make landfall, they start getting kind of disorganized. But that was very impressive and also woke me up to the fact that, yeah, we may be, how many miles inland here, 120?
About 120, 130.
Yeah. Got to be prepared for those possibilities.
Absolutely.
547, we're asking you, be prepared for tomorrow. Come and join us at Baumhauer's, a special occasion. Joey's graduation to the big time.
Yay!
From this show to co-hosting News and Muse with Jack Campbell. Cake, a very special cake, by the way. This isn't just some cake.
Does something pop out of it?
Yeah. No, there's... I know what he's...
No. Well, no. Joey...
It's his graduation, not his bachelor party.
Yeah. And we got it from Liggers.
I'll tell you, our buddy Donnie, man.
Sounds good.
Fantastic.
Donnie,
that's good
Davis
to hear. 548 on News Talk 93.1 FM, something that can add to your life in a big way and make an immediate difference is infusion. Infusion, cryo, and laser. We're going to have Ryan Turner, and I'm hoping for Darren Woodling to come back and spend some additional time on the iASIS brain therapy, which has been very effective in helping people with neurological disorders, ADD, ADHD. If you'd like to learn more about that, call 296-1662. But the basics, the fundamentals like cryotherapy, where a couple of minutes in that very cold chamber will jumpstart your body and make you feel incredible. It also accelerates the healing process. In fact, our buddy
Joey
loves cryotherapy because he works out hard, does this very intense yoga, and it's a quick healer when it comes to the aches and pains on the follow-up. And also boost your energy to go back for more. So you have that option. IV vitamin therapy. Me and Rich went and did that Saturday morning. It's a great thing to do with a friend. Mm-hmm. Sit in a very comfortable chair and get nutrients directly into your bloodstream because pills and stuff like that, your body doesn't always absorb what you paid to take. With IV vitamin therapy, it all goes in. Partying a little bit too hard, energy flagging, instant solutions at Infusion. 296-1662 or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com. 549.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic rolling through the afternoon, and we see a couple of accidents that might slow you down this afternoon. We have one on East Boulevard in front of Best Buy, and we just got a report of a new accident on Vaughn Road at Bell Road. That's an accident with injury, so please look out and make way for the emergency vehicles. Otherwise, the boulevard's moving along pretty well. We don't have any big problems on I-65. I-85 still has the slowdown on the northbound side because of an accident near Forest Avenue, so be careful if you're passing through there. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is September 23rd to October 16th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Here it comes, radio's most exciting game for fabulous prizes, the Name Game. Do you have a name? Incredible prizes can be yours just by playing Blue Water Broadcasting's The Name Game.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our station website.
Win fantastic prizes such as a sportsman's package, a cruise, a big screen TV, dining experiences, and jewelry.
We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? Lucky you. You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name too. It's the Name Game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I've never asked you this before, and we've been good friends for many years. Okay, I made that up, but
no. We haven't?
No, we're friends. We're good friends, but I don't know what you're... McDonald, is that Irish? Is that Scottish? What's your ethnic background?
My ethnic background is Polish.
Are you really Polish?
Yeah,
wow.
Polish people,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
McDonald, you don't...
Well, my parents changed their names. They
right.
had to because of the constant ribbing they'd get for being Polish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so they changed their name to McDonald. But, you know, it's one of the things that you can, you know... I mean, I get a little upset about it, you know? Because, you know,
all
you
the
can't,
Polish jokes and
yeah,
stuff.
You can't make jokes about other people, but for some reason you make jokes about Polish people, you know?
Right, right.
I don't like it.
Right. You shouldn't. That sounds bad, yeah.
I mean, I had an experience, you know. I go in and I order a Polish sausage, mm-hmm. you know, from mm-hmm. this guy, you know. Mm-hmm. And so the guy says to me, oh, you must be Polish. And I said, come on, man. I mean, come on. Think about it, what you're saying. You know, I'm trying to knock some sense into this fellow's head, maybe give him a wider world view, you know?
Sure, yeah.
I said, you think because I order a Polish sausage, I'm Polish. I said, what if somebody came in here and ordered French toast? Would you think he was French, you know?
Right.
I mean, what if somebody came in here and ordered a Belgian waffle? Would you consider that guy a Belgian, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, if a guy came in and ordered a German bratwurst, would you consider that fellow to be a German fella?
Right.
I said, what if a guy came in and ordered German potato salad? I suppose you'd think he was German, too. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? What if a guy...
Wow, you talked to this guy for a while.
I'm telling you, man. With racists, you have to get through
to them. You have
to
really get it into their head. Right.
I said, if a guy came in and he ordered a Cuban hamburger, are you going to assume he's a Cuban?
Right, right. Right.
I said, I think it is absolutely ridiculous that just because I come in here, I order a Polish sausage, why would you jump to the fact that I'm Polish?
Right.
And the guy says to me, well, first of all, it's a hardware store.
We're laughing. Should we feel guilty about that?
No.
No. I agree. I say
no.
No way. 5:54, we are wrapping up what will be the first of many days featuring guest sidekicks. Debbie, somebody we've talked to for many, many years on various topics on the phone. And we got to meet her in person today because so far she has not visited us at Baumhauer's. But we will be tomorrow. You should come and Rosie's there.
I might do that tomorrow. I sure
celebrate
might.
Joey's graduation.
Yeah, that's
big
the
time.
Big, that's the big deal.
Yeah, I want to make sure the cake's safe.
If not, yes.
It will be.
But
it'll be in the custody of LaDonna.
It's got to be a surprise cake, too.
Yes, it is.
Or come a week from tomorrow and bring me an expensive gift of appreciation for
We're celebrating birthday. Greg's
yes,
birthday.
I hear
yes.
that.
All right.
And, Tom, we're going to... I'd like to have you back on a Thursday with Terry Adams because we can get into some really good stuff given your expertise. And again, the YouTube channel is the 3%
report.
check it out because this man, especially, I'm so glad that we I saw the Ivan thing on Rich's weather blog, and that your experience in prepping goes back to that. But you're pretty much ready for anything, right?
Oh yeah.
Make sure I get his number just in case, because if the crap hits the fan, I'm going to his house. You have room for a redheaded son.
And two dogs.
Adorable dogs.
I've got 4 bedrooms and 2 dogs myself.
Oh, and my dogs are housebroken.
That's a good thing.
I want to thank you both for joining us today. And Debbie, especially in your case, since we had talked so many times over the phone, nice to meet you in person.
I have had a blast. I so appreciate you letting me come over here and do this.
I'm hoping, too, that others who have called and have so far not asked to participate in the sidekick experiment will see your courage and say, if Debbie can do it, I can do it, too.
Gary, hear that?
Right.
Really appreciate it. And Rosie, thank you. We will see you tomorrow.
All right.
And I will see you back in the morning. Before I go, one last good word, please, for people that are passionate about eyesight and have been. When I first went to their website and found out that Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK had a history dating back to the end of World War II, we're so lucky we have many businesses that have that kind of legacy over that period of time that support what we do here. At Montgomery Eye, you have 2 of the most experienced board-certified corneal specialists anywhere, Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin, and they have performed over 10,000 LASIK procedures, so they have plenty of experience in when it comes to restoring your vision. Now, they can handle all of your family eye care needs as well, but LASIK requires one step, and it doesn't cost you a penny. See the refractive surgery counselor for free, and they will determine whether or not your vision issue can be fixed with the LASIK procedure. The number is 271-3804, 271-3804, or you can learn more online at onlinemep.com. That's the word, onlinemep.com, for Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. Our final look at the roads from Milwaukee.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through the afternoon, and we see a couple of accidents that might slow you down this afternoon. We have one on East Boulevard in front of Best Buy, and we just got a report of a new accident on Vaughn Road at Bell Road. That's an accident with injury, so please look out and make way for the emergency vehicles. Otherwise, the boulevard's moving along pretty well. We don't have any big problems on I-65. I-85 still has the slowdown on the northbound side because of an accident near Forest Avenue, so be careful if you're passing through there. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is September 23rd to October 16th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it can be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
Theft Crown Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling 4 tires for the price of 3.
Absolutely. Buy 3 tires, get the 4th free.
You can't do that?
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings